It's the Congressional Corner, welcoming Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd District. That's the seat held by retiring Representative Richard Hanna. Tenney defeated Democratic Broome County legislator Kim Myers and an independent Martin Babinick. First of all, on the record, congratulations. And second of all, how does it feel?
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. It's just such a blur still. There's just so much going on with orientation and a lot happening. And so I'm still not even really, I haven't really actualized the whole thing yet. But it's been very interesting and certainly a big change from being a minority member in the New York State Assembly, that's for sure.
So the question that I have is, now with Donald Trump winning and you being a Republican, does that put you in any special place and you'll be in the majority in the Congress?
I do think it's going to be special. I think this is correct. I think Donald Trump is the first Republican president from New York since Teddy Roosevelt, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's accurate, unless you know someone else. I think
sounds
that's right.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, and so I think it's going to be very exciting for especially a district like the one I was elected in, NY22, which is a Republican district. So I think having a Republican president who cares about New York and will understand what's happened to upstate New York, and he did visit here. He's the first presidential candidate to visit New York, or my district, or this district, since JFK. So I've met him a couple times. I know a lot of his people behind the scenes. Kellyanne Conway and Dave Bossy both were instrumental in helping me run for this race and were behind me from day one. So I feel like I have a pretty good relationship with his team. And I know Trump. I'm not a friend, but I've met him a couple of times. And I'm looking forward to definitely advocating for Central New York and the New York 22nd District constituents who desperately need a leg up here. We are suffering from some of the Utica-Rome area and the Binghamton area lately have been listed as two of the worst economic small metro areas in the nation. And I'd like to be part of turning that around and bringing some prosperity to our area that we once had. We do have small businesses and manufacturing here that are they're struggling, and I'd like to grow that. As a small business owner right in the heart of Central New York, I would like to see us continue to grow our small business community. And I think that was something that the people were looking for, someone a little unconventional like Donald Trump and also someone like me who's quite frankly fought the establishment in both parties to arrive where I am today. So I feel like I'm free to really advocate independently for the district.
Okay, so that's great. But what specifically would you like to advocate? What would you like to see done to turn things around?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems, and I'm speaking as a small business owner and also someone who owned a newspaper whose primary advertising revenue came from small businesses. We owned weekly newspapers. The original one was founded by my grandfather. It was called the Mid-York Weekly in Hamilton, New York, also home of Colgate University, which is also my alma mater. And we also added in a shopper division later on in the 60s by my parents, and it was called the Penny Saver in our area. I ran those as the publisher and also the president of the company, so I know how difficult it is to struggle against some of the big chain stores and the box stores and a lot of the Rust Belt issues that we suffer in NY22. So to me, the biggest problems I see as being a small business owner and going around and talking to people who are still in business and many who have had to close because of the terrible business climate in New York. Taxes is a huge problem. We have a very, very high tax rate in New York State, which has driven many of our businesses out. We also have one of the highest and most oppressive regulatory burdens in the state when it comes to paperwork and all kinds of regulations and problems in being a New York business. And one of the biggest problems we've had in New York of recent years is actually Obamacare when it comes to the small business community and the failure of the health care exchanges in New York. My business is rural. We had really good health care for our employees, which was fairly affordable at the time. It is now almost prohibitive for us to even try to provide health care, and it's even worse to force our employees onto the health care exchange, we've had to be very ingenious in coming up with self-insured plans, reducing the benefits that we offer to our employees. So I would like to see, like just in those regulatory areas, whether it's Obamacare, regulations, and taxes, those are the three biggest issues that are presented to me every time I go into a small business. So doing something about Obamacare, I know, is a priority of Donald Trump. It's also a priority of the Republican majority. And we had quite a lively conversation about it in conference this week. So as a small business owner, I feel like I can talk and feel the pain of what people are going through on a daily basis. So for us, it would be a tremendous relief if we could find something that was actually affordable and actually provided excellent health care for our employees. So those are my top priorities in our district. And those would immediately help small businesses by increasing their ability to survive.
So, Claudia Tenney, I guess the question I have of you is what specifically, because, you know, a lot of people say, okay, we're going to get rid of Obamacare, all right. What are you going to put in its place?
Right. Well, I love, you know, it's funny. It's like this false conversation to say we're going to repeal and replace, and everybody says that because it sounds good, we're going to repeal and replace. So we don't want another Obamacare. Certainly, as small business people, don't want a big government apparatus to come in and tell us how to care for our employees and run our businesses. What we want is a consumer-driven model, something that takes away the individual mandate and especially the employer mandate, and puts us in a position where we have insurance companies, instead of being in the catbird seat, they're actually competing, which will drive the cost down, increase the quality of the type of insurance we get, which would in turn increase competition and have us have a better healthcare product. And doctors would, again, be reunited with their patients again. Big problem we have in New York is we don't have a free market system in New York. We didn't have it before Obamacare, and we don't have it now. So I'd say go to a free market where we can actually have a consumer-driven model. We can compete across state lines. Insurance companies now, instead of having the inside deal with you know, politicians in Albany and New York City, they now have to compete with other insurance companies to drive the cost down. So I like the idea of someone like me. I'm a 55-year-old woman. I don't need prostate cancer prevention, for example. I would like to be able to tailor my health care needs to something that I need as a woman in my age bracket, just as other people would. And I think, you know, that is something that's really important that we need to do, is allow individuals to choose the health care that they need for themselves, not be forced to buy something that they don't need. And I think right there would automatically reduce the cost. At the same time, I think we still can preserve health care to the most needy members in our communities, whether it's through Medicaid and other programs. But I think that we need to actually recognize that the free market and small businesses are really the ones being hurt the most, and they create 70% of the new jobs. So many people are leaving New York because of the failure of the health care exchanges. And obviously New York's business climate. So those are a few things I would do right away. It'll be interesting to see what the Republican conference is going to offer. I've seen some of the plans. I've talked to a few people that are talking about what they might offer. That we do have some physicians, you know, medical doctors that are members of Congress who I've had a chance to sit down with and talk about what they suggest would be ways to tackle this. In fact, two of the incoming freshmen in my class are physicians. So that would be, one's a urologist, and the other one is actually an obstetrician who has an interesting viewpoint when it comes to tort reform and health care. As an obstetrician coming from Kansas, he has a very different outlook than we do in New York. So there's a lot of things that I think we could implement right off the bat as far as those few things that I just mentioned, just to start.
So Congresswoman-elect Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd District and is in office now. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Claudia, again, congratulations. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about where you're going from, which is the New York State Legislature.
Thanks.